Erati wafwe enyo ye wa me atu esa fero obedi eni mo pa bonu de awo ye ma ida chira chi bechi wa Eradi wafwe yeyi wayo yeyi wa yeta naya para eyawo oyama eta jirachi nachi.
Because of what you do daily for us as we've sung.
Amen.
It's all not because of our righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
How better we are. Oh, Lord. We thank you.
Amen.
We bless your holy name.
Amen.
We give you all the glory.
Amen.
Lord, once more we've gathered. Our prayer this evening is that look at us.
Amen.
Through your blood.
Amen.
Cleanse us, Lord.
Amen.
Wash us, Lord.
Amen.
And may your presence come and bless us this evening. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 23. My team is at 14, but let's give it a bit of background. We'll jump a few scriptures. So let's start from 1. Then they told David, saying, look, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah, and they are robbing the threshing floors. Then David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go and attack these Philistines? And the Lord said to David, go and attack. Go and attack the Philistines and save Keilah. So we'll jump from there to 7. And Saul was told that David had gone. So David left, fought against the Philistines, saved the city that was dying. He saved them. But this was happening at a time when Saul was looking for David to kill him.
Kra na Philistifo atwase so no eno na David ekoye ekoko twitwa ji kro no eje won free Philistifo nsem sabre kro na so ena na Saul ehwehwe David aye ne bone.
But before David took any step, he asked the Lord, shall I go?
And so answer na David ebetu na mo bia no no obi say urade say menko ana.
May the Lord help us.
Urade moye.
That we will not rush into taking decisions. And before we take any decision, before we take any step, we'll seek the counsel of the Lord.
And
Saul was told that David had gone to Keilah. So Saul said, God has delivered him into my hand. For he has shut himself in by entering a town that has gates and bars. So Saul, looking for him to kill him, was also thanking the Lord. Yes, now I have trapped him. I'll grab him and kill him. Amen.
Saul, I wish you were not a bobo and a man. You are not a person. Hey, any affair? Onua, kasa sumne hufidi. Amane yino.
Then Saul collected all the people together for war, to go down to Keilah to besiege David and his men. When David knew that Saul plotted evil against him, he said to Abiathar the priest, "Bring the ephod here." Then David said, "O Lord God of Israel, your servant has certainly heard that Saul seeks to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. Will the men of Keilah deliver me into his hand? Will Saul come down as your servant has heard? O Lord God of Israel, I pray thee, your servant." And the Lord said, "He will come." Then David said, "Will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul?" And the Lord said, "They will deliver you." So David and his men, about 600, arose and departed from Keilah and went wherever they could go. Then it was told Saul that David had escaped from Keilah, so he halted the expedition. Let's take the last one, where my inspiration is. And David stayed in the strongholds in the wilderness and remained in the mountains in the wilderness of Ziph. Saul sought him every day, but God did not deliver him into his hand. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we be seated? Saul sought him every day.
Saul, as you shared, David, the Biarada.
But God did not deliver him into his hand.
I
was going through an experience, and I've been reading, and as most of us, we read our Bible, and there are certain verses you read over, you just read and go. But one day the Lord will inspire to you, and you read, "Has this been in the Bible all along? How come I've never taken notice of it?"
Senior, you see, a kind and chalk on chrono, the biaradano. Baby, oh, how over kind, the bia, over kind, bakoswa, kaya. Now, so that will be Yanko Pombe, Kenya, assembly a war. Baby, our talking kind, the biano. Now, we are baby, someone say, and you are trust us, Samia, and Emma Baba Kane, our trainer that Dadena, and I'm making kind soa, me huni.
So, I was going through an experience, and I was afraid.
And
you feel like, as it happens to all of us, you feel like you shouldn't, you have to take that step, but you don't want to. You feel you could do something, you need some protection, you have to do something.
Is
then that the dreams you've had yourself, dreams that other people have had about you, and all those things will line up, and you can't sleep, you are worried, you are troubled. And as I was reading, then that morning, I started 1 Samuel and read and then got to 14, just the last bit. Saul sought him every day, but God did not deliver him into his hand.
Amen.
So simply put, the protection is in the hands of the Lord. And until the Lord takes his hand off you, whatever, the witches, the workplace people, the juju they are doing, whatever they are doing, as long as you are under the protection of the Lord, nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Which was say, ye bambo nyina ewo unyankopon sem Etimpendodoa yase onyankopon bambo ase no emfa ho ne dia abayifuo ene abayibonsam ene adamoni ahoro ebeye ede afa yen ho ti yase onyankopon bambo ase nko ade yakoma ento yen yem.
So is the Lord, is the Lord, is the Lord. The Lord did not deliver him.
Ano ti na ye erade, na ye erade nko a fi se ye erade ene anyan no anhye Saul nsa.
As long as David was under and in the presence of the Lord and doing what the Lord commissioned him to do, he was a vagabond. Saul was chasing him everywhere that Saul would hear that David had gone to, he would follow up. But the Lord did not deliver him into his hands.
It's not your brother Bamba and what David swore. And found him baby at Saul, 18 David, Eco Codru, Biano, and Pendrua, and David, Eddie, Onyankopon, Asemso, now share Onyankopon Bambasi and Eddie, Onyankopon, and Yanasha Saulosa.
So our duty is to stay in the presence of the Lord.
It's Yandia, Yasedi, and Yanan, say, Yabetina, Onyankopon, and Impemo.
And leave the rest to the Lord.
He
will not deliver us into the hands of those who are doing all that they have to do.
Amen.
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 So let us take a few inspirations and then we get up to pray. Psalm 91. Psalm
91.
This is where the Lord wants us. As for the evil plotters and the evil doers, they won't change. If they fail today, they'll change their plan and come with another one tomorrow. Go on, bro.
Amen. Amen.
They are agents of Satan, and that's what they are commissioned to do.
Omo ye obonsam apamfo na no na obonsam ahye won se wonye.
But our responsibility is to remain under the presence, to be in the presence of the Lord, to be in line according to his word, and then leave the rest to him. He will not deliver us into their hands.
So now Psalm 91
says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Amen.
I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress.
Amen.
My God, in whom I will trust.
Amen.
Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence.
Amen.
He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wing shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid from the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flieth by day.
Amen.
Nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday.
Amen.
1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee.
Amen.
Only within thy shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Amen.
Amen.
And the whole chapter is about us. When the Lord has gotten us in his presence and acting according to his word. And that was what David was doing. Every step you make inquiry. Where should I go? Amen. So may the Lord help us this evening. Our prayer is that, Lord, wherever I have diverted, have I taken a step outside your will that has opened me up to Satan? If I have, Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
I'm coming back. I'm returning this evening.
Anadwo yempa ebo nyina ne se Awurade. Mama ne afri wasem ho ana ama andam sayo so ama ekoye bue ama me ho ama obon sam ene na damoni asori atia me. Se mama ne a Awurade hunu me mobo ne sa fa me be sip coin.
Increasingly we have to be very careful with our mouths.
Premu ne yo se ya hwe yie e wo ye de de ano eka.
There are things that happen we don't understand. And sometimes we want to question the Lord. Could you imagine what happened to Lot? That the richest man in Ghana, in Kumasi, who is a righteous person, and then one day, his children, all gone. His cars, all bent. His buildings, all collapsed. Everything gone, 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 gone. Immediately you hear the story. Hey, Sikadru no Okoji and after any time, Asu. You see? After any time, Asu. But was that the case for Lot? Yes, bro.
What a while, Mama Yanshania, a true job. Say, Tikanika, see, I be found so away, Kumasu could be a emu. Not em for free, moa, not dying, you know, a jasino, Najapa, dear, you know, shit. In your mawa, you know, nin in air, friendsa. Sabra Krona, what you are semi yard, you're bidding here, can say, aha, Sakawa phony binono. Akwaji sakawa na afen e braso sene nyo ma wodi sika na ye nyina no efri ni nsa o ma yehwe asemate se e na tu Job
unknown to him, and then Job will sit and search himself and reflect, say, Lord, I have not done anything against you.
Amen.
Pastor Abrabono atani against you.
Job sha asie se wohwehwe ni mu wodwene ho ana wonte asie.
May the Lord help us. So when we are in distress and we are troubled and we don't know, that's why in his lament he could curse everything but God. Amen. Because it was beyond him.
May
the Lord help us. If you read Psalm 23 down, so after Saul has hunted him, then Jonathan appeared and went to him, and went to Saul, and sorry, to David. And he said, look, the Lord will protect you.
Amen.
All that my father is doing, that he knows that you'll be king. He's even aware.
Amen.
That you'll be king. And I will be next to you. That's why he's hunting you. So may the Lord help us that when people are going through troubles and distress and challenges and things that are beyond our understanding, may we be like Jonathan.
Amen. Nuti Awurade mo ayense enipa binum efa ahometie mremu ni amane ebremu a ye se Jonathan a no ye David adansfo ebra na Saul etin Jonathan David arehwe no na ohunu no sabre ni mo ana Jonathan epue David so ena wo ka chere ne se David mo abonto yem Awurade enyiwu emfa wo nhye me papa nsada ono akasa ye dansini se eyewo ena oba bedi Israel so hene enunti ena ma otiu na otata wo kwen nyina so no nenso ma abonto yem efise onyankopon ensada so.
Amen. May the Lord help us.
Awurade mo ayen.
So our prayer this evening, 15 minutes, 45 minutes for prayer. Our prayer this evening is, Lord, help me to dwell in your presence. Because our protection is in your presence. When we are in his presence, he makes all things work together for our good. And then when things turn upside down and we've reflected and we've seen that yes, things are against us, but we are still in his presence. We should rest assured that in his own time, he will speak. Amen. And when we've done something and he brings it to mind, we do it right. We put it right in his presence. Amen. Otherwise, people will make us feel our God is insufficient. Where is God gotten to, you need assistance from elsewhere. And the ideas, everybody that visits will give you a solution. May the Lord help us. That we will remain steadfast in his presence. And his own time he will speak. So as we stand up to use the rest of the time in prayer, our prayer is that, Lord, help me. Lord, help my brother. Lord, help my sister. Lord, we want to remain in your presence. In your presence lies our protection. We will not take any step without asking you for direction. Because when you know you are acting on the directions of the Lord and things go wrong, you go back to him. Song leaders, I need you. Shirao Asafo Yehoa Oye Krom 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 Oye Krom 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 Yeshirao Asafo Yehua that, Lord, help me, O Lord, that whatever situation I'm in, whatever situation is confronting me, O Lord, let me wait on you. Lord, help me to wait upon you until I've heard your direction. Till I've heard clearly from you.
As David, as was the custom of David, at every step,
David,
he asked of the Lord what to do. May we ask the Lord, Lord help.
Lord,
help me, that I will not run ahead of you. Lord, leave me my situation. Lord, I will wait till I hear from you.
Oh Lord,
help mercy upon me. Let's pray. Precious Lord, your children have gathered. Lord, we've heard your word. Oh, protection in your presence. And Lord, using our servant David as an example, that never did he take a step without consulting. Never did he take a step without asking for leadership. Lord, you were his leader. You were his own guide. Lord, you provided, you led him in all the steps. Father, my hands are Lord, your children lift their hands to you. That Lord, we don't want to rush ahead. Lord, we don't want to rush ahead. Lord, we don't want to take a decision ahead of you. Lord, we ask whatever we want to do. Oh, whatever we want to do. Any step in life. Young men, young women. Older men. Married or unmarried. That Lord, we will wait on you. Lord, you lead us. Lord, you guide us. Lord, you help us, Lord. That we will not rush ahead, Lord. When you are leading in elsewhere with us. Lord, when you are leading in elsewhere with us. Oh, Father, have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon me. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon me. Oh, Lord, fill me with your spirit. Lord, anoint me with your spirit. Lord, I will not rush ahead. I will not go ahead of you in any action, Lord. A way that he speaks to each and every one of us. We want to pray and ask the Lord, Father, have mercy upon me. Lord, activate, help me that when you speak, Lord, I can hear. Help me, Lord, to the sensitive to the way you communicate with me. Some true dreams, some true visions, some true scripture, whichever way, but the Lord should help us that we'll be sensitive to the way he speaks to us. So that when he directs us, we will not miss it. May we pray. Precious Lord, Lord, you speak to your children in diverse ways. Lord, you activate you have a way you deal with each and every one of us. And Lord, our prayer this evening is that, Lord, oh Father, help me to be sensitive to your voice. Lord, help me to be sensitive to your direction. Lord, help me to be sensitive to your direction. Lord, I know you do speak to your people, some people through dreams, some through visions, some through the scriptures. Lord, oh, there are people that when they rush and come to the point, they feel at peace, they feel presence, and then, Lord, they know that you spoke it to them. Father, your way, the way you deal with each and everyone is different. Heavenly Father, before your presence this evening, Lord, I'm before your presence this evening. Father, oh, help me to be sensitive to your leading. Help me to be sensitive to your direction. Now, when you speak out Lord, when you speak out here, Oh Lord, help me. You may speak even through unbelievers. Lord, you are asking, but Lord, help me. Oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, guide me. Oh Lord, guide me. Oh Lord, help me. We are far out here. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. The Lord, I will not miss your direction. Lord, have mercy upon me. Lord, have mercy upon me. Lord, fill me with your spirit. Lord, guide me. Lord, have mercy. Lord, let me be sensitive. Lord, have mercy. That's why I'll be convinced. Lord, have mercy upon me. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon me. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon me. Oh, Lord, fill me, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Times you've heard his voice, his direction clearly. But circumstances run the direction, defeat us.
May the Lord
help us. that once we are convinced that that is the direction of the Lord, may He grant us strength. May He increase our faith.
It may look
obscured and bleak at the onset. But let's take a step of faith and we'll see the glory of the Lord. So our prayer is that Lord help us. We may be going through situations that was the direction of the Lord. May the Lord help us. Lord strengthen us. Lord help us not to back out. Help us to forge on and it will be well with us.
Amen.
Let's pray. Precious Lord, your children with hands lifted unto you. Father, we've taken decisions, we've taken directions. We are going a certain way. That, Lord, we are convinced that you led us that way. Lord, convinced within our soul that it's your way. But Lord, there are obstacles. But Lord, there are challenges. But Lord, there are difficulties. And Lord, we are getting confused. Oh Lord, we are almost letting go. Oh Father, I lift your child, your daughter before you. Lord, I lift your son before you, who has held on, who has moved the ground, who has followed your way. And Lord, he's getting all challenges and difficult by the day. Oh my Lord, it's your direction. Lord, it's your way. Lord, they are following your direction. May you, Lord, strengthen them. Lord, grant us faith. Lord, build us up. Lord, let us lift our eyes on you. That you, Lord, no matter the circumstances, it will be well with us. Father, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, help us. Lord, pursue the way. Lord, yes, things are haphazard. Things are confusing. Lord, it has been disappearing. We didn't hear from you, but we have got things that we heard already from you. Oh Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Lord, strengthen us from high. May the Holy Spirit intercede on our behalf. May the Holy Spirit go through for us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to forge ahead. Yes, the battle is difficult, but you've already won the victory. We are helped, Lord. be our strength, Lord.
And
push us on. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen.
We want to pray and ask the Lord for forgiveness. We want to bring ourselves to the point where we are standing in front someone like Job, a true Christian who is going through challenges that when you filter it, it looks like something might have gone wrong.
May
the Lord forgive us. May the Lord pardon us. If we've altered, we've opened our mouths and said things that we should have held our peace. May the Lord help us. May the Lord forgive us. Our prayer this evening, our Lord, any careless, your word tells us that we will give account for any careless word we uttered. This evening, our hands are up to you.
The Lord forgive me.
And Lord, forgive me and cleanse me. And help me, as the Bible says, that we should be slow with our tongues, quick to listen, but slow with our
tongues.
Let's ask the Lord for forgiveness.
Precious
Lord, I'm guilty before you. Even if it didn't come out from my mouth, in my thoughts. But Lord, you are cautioning us that when things are upside down, when we don't have any explanation, and we can't, it beats our imagination, and we don't know what to say. Lord, you are cautioning us that we should be careful with our mouths. Lord, I have thought and I've said things and I've acted in ways that, Lord, supposed added fire instead of being like Jonathan, added fire. Father, my hands lifted unto you. Lord, your children before you. Lord, forgive us our trespasses. Lord, forgive us our sin. Lord, wash us. Lord, cleanse us. Lord, pardon us. And Lord, help us. Lord, cleanse our lips as you did for the prophet Isaiah. That these coals of fire from the altar has touched you and have cleansed you. Lord, cleanse us. Lord, wash us. And Lord, help us.
That
we slow with our mouths. We will not join in condemning people. We will not join in saying things that we don't have a clue. Lord, have mercy upon me. Lord, have mercy upon your children. When it beats our imagination, when we don't know what to say, when we are confused, when, Lord, help us, Lord, to keep mute. Lord, be our help. Lord, have mercy upon your children. Have mercy upon your children. That will learn this attribute. The Lord will learn this attribute. The Lord will learn this attribute. That will be careful with our mouths. Lord, have mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord, situations that we didn't have an answer. Situations that we didn't understand. Lord, we want that we want to. Lord, I don't know fire.
We want to remember Brakwapong, Sister Victoria Tivo,
Victoria Tivo,
Man Joshua,
Papa Joshua,
our brother Obin,
Papa George Obin,
Sister Georgina at Piasi,
Georgina or Piasi,
and any that you remember,
any Adutuo Ubet Miakai.
That sometimes they are left at home and then we leave them, we go to work, we go to town, and we come. Our prayer for them is that when they are there alone and everybody has gone and the house is quiet, may the angels of the Lord visit them.
Amen.
And strengthen them.
In their
sick and weak states,
that
they will have visions of heaven.
So
where they are young men and young women again. May the Lord help them. As we lift them up before the Lord. Let's pray. Precious Lord, you are our healer. Yes, in this mortal flesh we suffer. All the pains, all the weaknesses, all the stroke, Lord, we don't know, weak parts. Pain in the waist, pain in the legs, pain at the back. Lord, all the medication we've taken and still things are not working. But Lord, we lift Brakwapong before you. Lord, we bring Sister Tivo, Victoria before you. Sister Georgina before you. Lord, old man Joshua before you. Brother George Obin before you. Any other person that, Lord, the name is not even coming to mind. But Lord, you know them. Lord, you know where they are at the moment. You know the pains and the struggles and the sickness they are going through. Our prayer this evening is that, Lord, when we've left them at home, my mother inclusive, Lord, when we've left them, and Lord, they are alone in the house. In the afternoons, Lord. Father, may your angels visit them. Lord, may you grant them visions of heaven. Where, Lord, they've seen they are transfigured. Lord, in paradise where they've been transfigured. Transfigured. And they are back to young men and young women again. May they hold on to this vision. That Lord, as the Lord said, even this flesh, if worms and bacteria and diseases destroy, I know I shall see my Redeemer again.
And in this same flesh, oh, as a young man, Lord, may you strengthen them. Lord, may you be with them. Lord, may you comfort them. Oh, even young men, young women that are going through challenges. Father, our prayer is that, Lord, let this vision be in front of us. Let us hold this, Lord, that no matter what we are going through, we know we are with you are with us. And Lord, you will never forsake us, Lord. Your grace will still be with us. This is our prayer, Lord. Oh, Lord, we pray, strengthen them. Lord, be with them. Lord, guide them. Lord, let your presence be with them. May the Holy Spirit comfort them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We bless your holy name. We adore you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray with thanksgiving. Once more, we want to pray for the widows amongst us. It gets to a time when situations arise and so, oh, if my husband were around, if my wife were around. But the Lord is our helper. May the Lord strengthen our widows. May the Lord strengthen our widowers. So we want to remember them. All of them, Lord. Any name that comes to mind. From Sister Florence, Sister Philo, Sister Perpetua, Sister Duchumwa. Sister Janet.
Yeah, Mommy Janet.
We want to bring them into the presence of the Lord. Lord, visit our sisters. Lord, visit our brothers. Lord, strengthen them. Let them know that you are with them. They are not alone. Let's remember them. Let them bring them out before the Lord. Precious Lord, this evening we bring our widows before you. Oh, Lord, we know, oh, hard-working, oh, husbands that will plan and do everything, and now they are no more, and our sisters alone, and Lord, situations are, it leads them to tears that, oh, if my husband were around. Father, by you are the super husband. You never die, you never leave, oh Lord. You are eternal, so we bring Sister Philo before you, Lord. May you strengthen her. May you, Lord, be with her. In all the struggles, in all the difficulties, may you comfort. And Lord, be with her and strengthen her. Sister Perpetua, I see before you, oh Lord. You are her strength. Lord, you are her comfort. Lord, may you be with her, may you strengthen her, may you guide her, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Sister Duchumwa, before you, Lord, may your grace intercede for her. Lord, Sister Janet, before you, oh Lord, be her strength, Lord. Lord, guide her. Lord, see her through all the challenges and the difficulties. Lord, our prayer is that, our widows, Lord, will dwell in your presence. Lord, your presence will be with them. Lord, not going left or right, but stay right in your presence. Lord, so that your grace will continue to intercede for them. Lord, bless them. Lord, guide them. Lord, strengthen them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We want to bring our young men and our young women, our youth, before the Lord. Our prayer that the Lord will stabilize them. They will be in the presence of the Lord. They will be filled with the Holy Spirit. When a parent has his daughter your children filled with the Holy Spirit, you can rest assured, you can sleep. You know the Lord is in control.
We
want to pray, Lord, our young men, before you, they are the target of the devil. But Lord, you not let go of them. Even when they want to go their own way, the Holy Spirit will bring them back. Our prayer this evening, Lord, take a hold of their lives. Lord, direct their paths. Lord, help them to focus on you. And not on the passing things of this life. Let's bring them now before the Lord. Precious Lord. Our young men and young women need you. Lord, they are the next generation. And Satan, knowing them, is trying to destroy them. Trying to, oh Lord, lock them up with the worries, the cares, oh, the fleeting things of this life. To scar them even, oh, before, in this prime of their life. But Lord, your foundation stands sure. You know those that are yours. And Lord, you not let Satan have go at them. Satan have control over them. So Father, I pray, lifting my young men, my young women, from even primary school, through JHS, SHS, universities, tertiary, those in trade, those learning, those doing all apprenticeship. Lord, I bring all of them before you. Lord, may your Holy Spirit take control. Lord, may your Holy Spirit fill them. Lord, may your Holy Spirit arrest them. Lord, may your Holy Spirit fill them. That wherever they find themselves, Lord, you will be in control of their lives. You will take control of their lives. The Lord, even when they want to go their own ways, they cannot, because the Holy Spirit has taken care. Lord, if Satan is luring them, pushing things, the things of the world that he's luring them, the fashions and the cares of the world, Lord, may your Holy Spirit not allow them. May the Holy Spirit take control. Lord, fill them, before even they take off. Those standing outside, those out of the house, wherever they are, we know when your Holy Spirit takes control, it will no longer be them, but your Spirit leading them and guiding them. This is our prayer. Our children that have traveled out, or alternate lifestyle, where no parent is there, but Lord, when your Holy Spirit is in control, when the Holy Spirit has taken care, no matter where they go, they will still, Lord, turn unto you. They still serve you. This was when Joseph had gotten to, that when the proposal was made to him, that come, lie with me, he said, how can I do this sin against my Lord? Joseph was a young man in Egypt, no parent around, but Lord, he was hooked up to you. And this is what we pray for our young men. This is what we pray for our young women. Lord, may your Holy Spirit take over. Lord, may your Holy Spirit take over. Lord, may your Holy Spirit fill them. May your Holy Spirit lead them. Lord, may your Holy Spirit, in control. Whether in school or out of school, Lord, they will serve you. There will not be eye service when they know someone is around. But no matter where they are, Lord, take over. We lift them before you. Lord, take over. Lord, take control. Lord, fill them with your Spirit. Lord, anoint them with your Spirit. May your Holy Spirit take over. Lord, may your Holy Spirit take over. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We need you, Lord. Lord, we've gotten to the stage where we cannot proceed. We cannot go forward without you. We need your Spirit, Lord. We need your guidance, Lord. We need your anointing, Lord. Lord, we know enough. We've heard enough. This is the time for your Spirit to take over. Come over, Lord. That wherever we find ourselves, We don't have to talk, introduce ourselves, who we are. But Lord, our lives, our behavior, our everything will show that we are your children. Lord, help us. Lord, anoint us. Lord, fill us with your spirit. Your life manifesting through us. That wherever we find ourselves, it will be you in action. This is our prayer, Lord. We want to dwell in your Shekinah glory. Lord, where dead things come to life. Lord, where all things are possible. Oh, Lord, where all things are possible.
Oh, hallelujah.
Father, this is where you want us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, have mercy upon
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy upon
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
May your Holy Spirit take over.
Amen.
May your Holy Spirit anoint us.
Amen.
May your Holy Spirit manifest the life of Christ through us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Your children before you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we are tired, Lord.
Amen.
We want you in manifesting through us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you for this session in your presence.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come before your presence.
Hallelujah.
May we continually dwell in your presence.
Amen.
In your Shekinah glory.
Yes, Lord.
Where our protection lies.
Amen.
In your presence. Oh, where all things are possible.
Amen.
You will not allow, you will not deliver us into the hands of those who seek our lives.
Amen.
As long as we are in your presence.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, Satan and his agents will continue to hunt us, as Saul did to David.
Amen.
But you, Lord, did not deliver him to your
Amen.
To his hands. Lord, help us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
Amen.
One more and then one more song. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Safo into the hands of the Lord.
He's
traveling to Obuasi for a funeral
this
weekend. We want to pray and commit Bra Safo into the hands of the Lord. And any prayer request that even didn't get here,
as you
lift it up to the Lord, that the Lord will take over. Let's pray. Precious Lord, you did it for me last weekend,
Lord.
When I went to Kofrodia for a funeral. It's the turn of my brother Safo to also go to Obuasi for the
Amen.
Same issue. My prayer is that, Lord, you are an impartial Lord who did it for me. May you grant your grace.
Amen.
Also go with brother Safo.
Amen.
And see him through all the arrangements.
Amen.
And your son will come back and give you glory.
Amen.
We thank you for answered prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Any other request that your children have lifted to you, you know our worries and our cares.
Amen.
Lord, meet us at the point of our needs.
Amen.
And answer and grant our request in the name of Jesus Christ as we lift them to you. Amen.